Okay, we're live.
Radio.
I'm about to talk hella fucking shit.
Boy, and bring that ass here.
So, how this nigga that called in the earlier broadcast calling me from a magic jack phone, first of all, and then he even tried to say, when I get out, I'm gonna eat your ass. Pause. Hashtag pause. My nigga, you just said you're going to eat my ass, so you just admitted to eating ass. Second of all, you're calling me from a Magic Jack phone. You can't even afford a normal fucking phone, my nigga. I called that shit back, went straight to the person that you were calling could not accept calls. You could only talk to them if they called you. Please call the Magic Jack thing. Fuck out of here, boy. Come at me when you got a phone. Come at me when you're out of the little place that you're in, which is probably a fucking halfway house because you're a piece of shit. And then come at me when you're not eating no more ass. I
come at me when your daddy.
Fucking I.
Hold on. Come at me when your daddy loved your mama enough to buy her a fucking phone, first of all. Two, nigga, your mom looks like Fiona. How about that? Your mom is Fiona. She was the main character of Star. What is that? Shrek? Whatever the fuck that is, Shrek. That's your mom was the fucking main character, and she was the one with the curse. Three, you sound like you was juggling mad nuts in your mouth to be talking like.
And how you out here in these Waterbury streets if you just said I'm gonna eat your ass when I get out? Out of what?
And if you eat ass, my niggas, clearly the jail turned you gay. You faggot.
Piece of shit.
You
fucking
faggot.
Black. Oops, sorry. No offense, but. No offense, that came out. But you were black, my nigga. Your voice. This nigga sounded like he was from the country, first of all.
Yo, man.
I'm about to eat your ass when I get out of here, man. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck Wild Child Girl, man. And a man.
Yeah,
suck my man dick, bitch.
He probably got a strap on. Because his CP too little.
Probably a fucking dyke, my nigga, with a deep ass voice.
His CP probably isn't even longer than my fingernail. And my fingernails, I got little fingers. And that's a shame. Look how big my fingernail is. Hey, that's my fingernail. So he got a baby CP.
That's what he got?
Yep.
That's a sad
case. He needs to go jump off a bridge. Oh, I take that back. We're live.
No, he could do that. I approve. I approve of this message.
So, about turtles. I want a turtle to name him Bob.
We're talking shit over here. We're not talking about no fucking turtles, okay?
God damn it. I'm a turtle.
It's over, Bob.
Who else can I cut ass on right now?
Let's just cut ass on mad people today. How about that?
Oh, how about those bum-ass motherfuckers that owe me, this bum-ass motherfucker that still owe me $10?
Yo, how you gonna say I got something, but wasn't you talking about how you wanted to eat my ass? Wasn't you eating off of everything I had? Wasn't you trying to sip off of my cup? Wasn't you telling me to stop talking to homeboy that I was talking to so that you could wife me up? Oh, who was trying to sneak in a kiss? Oh. Nigga, please, sit your broke bum ass down, all the way the fuck down. How am I a bitch and I got more kicks than you, bro? You a sad case of a nigga. You talk a good game, but nigga, you ain't about shit. Nigga, you don't even like going to work. Like, how do you like to be broke? How do you hold a pair of, how do you hold $100 for since Christmas?
How you gonna be better than me?
First
how?
All,
how you gonna be better than
how
me?
How you holding $100 since before Christmas all the way to February because you want to cop some J's and then after you cop them 12s, you're gonna be broke ass broke, my nigga. Who looked like a sad case here? Me or you?
Because last time I checked,
bro, I could still cop me some sneakers and be all right.
Burn.
Oh,
burn.
Ice, baby. You need a lot of ice. Nigga, please. You look like a little bird that's been cooked too long. Got me fucked up.
Wearing the same fucking clothing all the fucking time.
And come on now, you wear the same clothes every day. How you trying to cut ass, my nigga? At least my clothes is new, and I buy shit every other day, every other time I get the chance to. Like, nigga, please. You can't even go out to a club because you worried about, what, the entrance fee? Come on now, bro.
Matter of fact, you can't even get in the club because you're not of age, first of all.
First of all,
trying to talk about he about that life. He'll kill any nigga out here. Fuck out of here, nigga.
You can't even purchase a bottle.
You're not about that life.
You still can't even purchase a bottle. Y'all drink my wet because that's what? That's
why you drink all my fucking
that's
nips.
All you, that's
the
all 21
nips that
home,
I got for my
you.
Fucking birthday, you decided to drink them all to your damn self. So you owe me a couple fucking dollars because that was a birthday present. That wasn't your fucking shit that you fucking drinking. And you owe me the fucking $10 a bud that you smoked. That was my bud. Fuck out of here, bro.
For real, how you smoked my last blunt? That was the last time I ever smoked a blunt. How you smoked my last blunt? By yourself, to the face. Come on now. And then, man, let's not even get into the other one sucking dick, sucking a gay nigga dick.
Mm.
Come on now. Mm. I know a lot of shit about y'all. I know a lot of shit, so let's please not. And let's not even get into talking shit about homies behind their back, because remember, I was the one you used to vent to about all your homies, retard. I'm the person that everybody want to come to and talk shit about the next person. And then shit on me and forgetting I know everything they just done once said about somebody else. Like, come on, LB. How pathetic must you be? That kind of rhyme.
What about that one person? No names, because we can't be specific about this one. That one person that I called dibs on, and then the other person fucking went in.
Man.
Swooped in for the kill, my nigga.
You never break homie code. You never fucking homie... friend, especially if she calls dibs on a man. That's why I can't fuck with bitches. I can't fuck with bitches. Bitches is shady.
And then you want to lie and say, well, I'm about
first,
to go
wait,
chill
hold
with
up,
you.
Wait.
I'm about to go chill with you. Bitch, where?
How is a little girl trying to make plans with my sex toys? Cricket.
Who?
Cricket.
Oh, that's nasty.
Trying to use my sex toys to go out and be a thought. Like, nah, nigga. That's my sex life. Fuck you mean, guys? Talking about some money? Oh, I can't be specific with them. God damn it. Because then everybody's going to know.
They can hear you. They can hear that, nigga. You just already sent it out. Fuck. You stupid.
Man, niggas is bitches are shady.
What about those shady ass bitches that fucking know how you feel about a certain person and then they go fuck with that nigga either fucking way? Like, what? What? Oh. You a shady-ass bitch. Fuck these bitches out here. Every Waterbury bitch, every Connecticut bitch, matter of fact. Every bitch in general is shady as fuck. I'm calling out every fucking bitch out here. I'm calling every nigga out here. Y'all all shady as fuck. Everybody's shady as fuck. That's why I only stay to one fucking person and one fucking person only. And my family. Fuck all of y'all motherfuckers. Y'all all fake. Y'all all retarded. Y'all all stupid. We can go all fucking.
How was homegirl my best friend, not you? My old best friend, my ex best friend. How she's claimed she was my best friend, but sleeping around with every ex man that I ever had or any nigga that I used to deal with. Bitches is shady, and if I was a lesbian girl, I would have swiped your bitch up too. Because bitches be coming on to me. I just, you know what I mean? I don't take it. I don't know. Strictly dickly over here. Oh, yeah, niggas ain't got nothing for bitches. I'll kill a bitch. What else? How about people always trying to come at niggas' head? First of all, if you live at home with your mother and your mother covers half of your bills and you ain't got to pay no type of rent, how you going to come at somebody's head when they paying their own rent, their own bills, to live on their own, and maybe I ain't got everything you got, but at least I know that my mama ain't sitting here putting money in my pocket or helping me with a car. No, like, everything I got, I get it on my own. I don't need my mama for shit. But on the other hand, you bitch, you wouldn't know what the fuck to do without your mama, because you sucking a titty still. You still a newborn baby. Like, how you trying to cut somebody's ass, but you only got a car note because of your mother? B, you sound lame. You got no bills. Your mom pays everything. Your mom feeds you. Your mom probably babies you, too, because you don't even know how to watch your coochie from what my understanding on these streets. One, two, three. Woo! these bitches are nasty. Or how about these bitches that like to steal panties from their own fam?
How
about these bitches that walk around with dirty ass underwear, first of all?
Yeah, like how about these bitches that get their panties chewed up by dogs? Like,
shit stain and cum stain and all that and walk around.
Like,
wear them shits more than three times without washing them.
What I don't understand is how you gonna talk shit about yourself on these social networks and then be like, oh, but that's the next view, nah, bitch. You talking about yourself low key. Like, how your dog chew up your panties because your shits is all nasty, cummed up, nasty brown shit all up on it, and you trying to play the next bitch. Bitch, at least the next bitch is fucking 1,000 niggas, but her box clean. Is your box clean and you claim to not fuck nobody, but wasn't you the one just burning again? Oh. 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 No.
And what about,
Everybody's a model nowadays. Like, what's up with this? Anybody gets naked in front of a camera and calls himself a model?
Transformation is real.
Who's?
Yeah, remember Cuz's friend?
Yeah,
he was fat before.
And a lip ring? Niggas gotta, stop
pierced.
These lip rings, yo. Mm-mm. Lip rings and nose rings are not meant for every nigga. Lip rings are definitely not meant for niggas. But nose rings, some niggas could pull it off.
I hate eyebrow piercings on a nigga.
Eyebrow piercing just means you suck dick. In my book. Lip rings on a nigga, that means you swallow. In my book. Hey. These are nothing but facts. Have you ever thought that you went out with a gay man and you didn't know, so you had to dump him?
No.
I thought my ex was gay.
Like, they can't hear your whispers, you dumbass. You're the loudest whisperer ever.
Check and see if you can hear. Did you hear me whisper that? See? If he couldn't hear it, he's sitting right in front of me.
No, I said you didn't whisper that.
Exactly. Fucking
girl, so you heard it?
Yeah.
You're not low-key, Monica.
Yo, delete this live recording session.
It's live. What you mean delete it?
Yeah, but I don't want this to stay recorded like the other ones.
Oh, well, it stays up there.
God damn it, Jimmy. Huh? I look wild right now.
What, girl?
I look wild.
You know what I don't understand? How that bitch India Love got so famous?
Because she sucks dick.
Because you know she started off on just, can I get a Laffy Taffy?
No.
You didn't even give me one.
Why would you wait till now? They only have two.
Oh, I didn't know you had more. Dick.
Yeah. Oh, she's trying to grab my titty.
Ain't nobody want to touch that.
Oh,
bye.
Bye. No. Aquí no hay dice para ti. Son. Yo no te vas a gris. ¿Es
that
yours? Yeah. No,
para ti.
Son, no.
Yo, watch that
toe.
No. Son.
Push her out.
I don't like pushing her.
Then you're never gonna let her to leave you alone.
Son. No. A que te grito.
My nail just popped off. Just by opening a package.
That's horrible. Incapacita. Se va a hacer la boca. No. Yeah. She's saying, yeah, like I'm about to give her a candy though. Hmm?
Ooh.
She made them headphones real quick.
But now, for real, though, let's continue this.
You know what they told me yesterday? What? That I should be a sex operator.
Can you get off of FaceTime and, like, talk onto the show?
All right.
We need to stop having these conversations while on the show.
Almighty Sal. No.
As long as we ever face them, we're going off of the show.
Ahora tu chava se porque tu tía te va a sacar. Bye. You're not eating candy. You had enough.
So let me. So bring that ass here, boy.
Mom, yeah.
You dumbass, you didn't even bother to hide it.
No. You had candy. Okay. All right, this is a topic that's been bothering me. What was my topic earlier? Damn, I forgot. It's a topic that's been bothering me a lot lately, though. Oh, how is it? Wait, let me go back. It's on my Twitter. I'm not gonna go to sleep. I had a favorite topic, but it's not loading because it's this. All right. How is it that you talk shit about somebody you claim is your friend?
Who?
I'm not. Stop asking who.
Well, if you learned how to whisper, it'd be so much better.
You asked who, like, you're retarded.
I don't know who you're talking about. Oh, wait. Look at me.
Yes.
You didn't hear what you didn't want to
say. I know who you're saying. Mm-hmm. Dick.
Don't give me an attitude just because you're mad.
I'm not mad. You just were tired of sometimes.
So are you going to finish your topic? You started it.
Yeah, but you're interrupting me.
You haven't even started.
Why do you guys talk shit about people you hang with constantly? It just shows how phony you can be, like, and this Laffy Taffy is sticking to my teeth.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're supposed to call somebody here. Call him.
Uh-huh. Are you going to finish the topic?
Yeah.
That's all you have to say?
No.
All right, then.
Here, call that number. And he wants
like
to
you
be-
can't do it.
Oh, I don't know how you know that's always doing this.
So we're adding a caller.
We're adding a caller now.
Well, I mean, they're not a caller if we're adding one, so we're adding
Please leave your message for 20369.
Let's try adding a caller one more time. He might not be getting his wee wee sucked when he said he wanted me to call him on the show.
It's hot. Some of them bitches that we dodged from the get-go and then get turned around, like their past was erased.
Or they want to get into church all of a sudden.
Wait, what? You was a hoe before, you still gonna be a hoe. Fuck you mean? Is it even ringing?
Well, call the number. Wait, it's not.
Why did I?
Okay. We'll see who else we could call into our show today. Bring on.
Why do we have to call people?
Because clearly people ain't calling us, dick.
Why do we have to ask somebody? We're talking to them. Because they could give us opinions about things too, you know? But fucking opinion. Last time we got an opinion, I ended up cursed. You had to curse the person out.
Yeah, I'm sick on him. Completely sick. Savage him.
What do we never talk?
No.
So what do you want to say? Who else? What else? Or how about this one person that tried to call somebody I know a fucking psycho and that she was suicidal and saying that she was mental and needed help and all this other stuff. And then when I tell the person what the person said and then they call them three-way, they want to fucking lie and say that they never said that I'm the crazy one for saying that I was the one who said all of that, that I made all that shit up. First of all, bitch, you don't just make up that shit.
Yeah, especially if you run a business, you should know that anything you say can really be used against you, especially if you're saying such monstrosities about a person. Like, how can you say somebody is suicidal or somebody is, you don't think somebody is capable of taking care of a baby because you think they could kill them? Like, I don't think anybody in their right state of mind could possibly just kill a child and go on about their life like that shit is okay. Like, what the fuck even possessed her to say such monstrosity about somebody?
She must be the fucking psycho.
She must be the psycho to have created that all that little whole shit in her mind. Because you don't just go around saying such shit about people. Like, you could get somebody in big shit for that thought.
Real fucking talk. Well, we have a guest. And they logged out.
I hope it's not a weirdo like last night. I mean, where else? How about people just appreciating when people don't spaz out when they're in like a bad mood? Like, why can't people appreciate that? They gotta just push you into like spazzing out. Like, why? Do people like seeing the crazy side of somebody? Or like,
to see the crazy side of me? You piss me off all the time.
Oh, you're just lying. Now you're just trying to lie to make it sound good. I'm lying. You be lying.
You be aggravating me.
You just like,
it's fucking hot and I'm about to get aggravated for real.
Nigga, you act like you're the only one that's hot. Please.
Unplug the laptop charger. It's fully charged. But yeah, guys.
You aggravate all the time.
Let's go into the shade room and see what's good, what's up there.
Oh, the CSC go bags are up there. You know who I'm talking about.
So yeah. So Kanye renamed his album to Waves instead of Swish now.
Oh, wow. Kanye is stupid. My opinion, Kanye isn't as good as he used to be. Don't let the money get to your head just because you made it. That shit could all be taken away.
And he added a song. But not for real though. I could never be someone's side chick, to be honest.
I don't know how girls like being somebody's side chick. Like, what are you getting? What are you getting out of breaking up a happy home?
I can't be a homewrecker or a side chick. I can't do that shit. It's like, what's the fucking point? When you can have a nigga that's all to yourself, why would you want to have somebody else's nigga?
Yeah,
that just brings you unnecessary drama to your life. Their life doesn't need to be needed. Or the people that fucking assume. Fucking hate assuming ass bitches, like, oh, you can't be friends with a nigga now without you assuming that I'm sucking his dick and I want to fuck him. No,
no,
No, bitch. That nigga could be the ugliest nigga in the fucking world. Just because he's my friend, you still assuming that I want to fuck his dick.
Or how about these girls that get dumped and then they automatically assume that you're fucking their ex-man just because you chill?
No. Nobody wants your man. If I wanted your nigga, I could have your nigga.
Exactly.
But you don't see me hopping on your nigga. I got my own nigga. I don't need your nigga. Your ex-nigga at that. So why are you still worried? Because that nigga dumped the shit out of you. Don't want nothing to do with you. Clearly told you he don't want nothing to do with you. So why are you still worried?
Don't be bitter. Be better.
Worry about yourself. Too busy doing me to be mad at what you do, nigga. I glow up. You know what I really hate, though? Negative-ass fucking people. Like, all right. I recently changed my mindset to a more positive one because I was very positive at the beginning of 2015. And then I got negative again because I started smoking hella pot. But then I'm not going to blame it on the weed, but, you know, that was a factor in why I changed my positive mindset again. But I'm positive again, and it's like when you're positive, you realize everybody that's negative. They really do come to light, because it's like, why are you so fucking bitter? Why are you so mad? Why are you so sad? Why are you depressed? Why don't you get the fuck out of bed? Why don't you do something with your life? You're all talk but no action, money. All talk but no action. You say you want to do this and you say you want to do that, but then you don't fucking do it, my nigga.
Mhm. I agree.
Like, what's the point of you saying you're gonna do it then? You're just talking shit to talk shit right now. I hate people like that. I hate people that tell me that they're gonna do something and then don't do it. I hate people that be like, oh, I'm gonna chill with you and then W. I hate liars in general. I hate negative people in general, because when you're in that positive mindset, to be honest, you don't want that negativity around you. It's not good for you. You need to cut that negativity off. And that's exactly what I did. I cut off hella fucking people. And if I'm still not talking to you, it's because you're cut off, my nigga.
The negative vibes you create is what's going to be your bring you down.
If I sent you a link to watch my show, don't think that it's me just trying to talk to you again. I sent it to you just so you could listen to my show. If I sent you a tweet or liked a picture, don't think I'm trying to talk to you again. I just liked the picture. It probably wasn't even a picture of you. It was like a picture of a quote or something. I don't even be paying attention to people's names or anything. I just like it if I like it. Like, no. I hate negative ass people. I hate that. Like, why? Why be negative?
What do you get out of it? Honestly, what do you get out of trying to destroy somebody else's, like, real shit? I had a couple people come at me in such ways. It's crazy. Like, I don't understand what made you that mad about me in my life that you had to take the time out of your day to try and destroy me as a human being. Throwing my past in my face isn't something that hurts me, because I'm at peace with everything I've gone through. I'm at peace with all my mistakes. And I'm completely at peace with all the bullshit that I've done to other people. And you trying to break me down as a human being and trying to make me hurt is only showing me how pathetic of a human being you are and how hurt you are really inside. Because no person that really truly cares about somebody or isn't miserable themselves wouldn't try to destroy another human being as a person.
To be honest. But no, for real. Why?
This just shows your misery.
Or I hate those people that don't see your progress. Like, you try and you do better to do better for yourself, for your family, for your life in general, for the people around you, and then there's that one negative ass person that never sees the progress. They always see the negative. They only see the bad that you do, the mistakes you do, but they don't see that out of that mistake, you learned a good lesson, and you learned that this and this and this should not be done, and you need to do this and this and this. Like, okay, mistakes, right, they're meant to be learned from, right? Right? So, if I fuck up, I'm learning a lesson out of it in the end. So, what do you get out of bringing me down just for that one mistake I made? Continuously, for one big mistake, right? I'm like, okay, that was the past. Why? What's the point of...
Or how are the people who see you doing better but just never give you credit and always want to discredit you?
That's what I'm saying, basically.
But even when you're doing good, they'll still find something bad.
That's what I was saying, basically. Like, you, no matter how good you try, they still see the bad that you do. They never see the good.
Or you'll do something good and they'll just be like, oh, well, that still isn't good enough.
Yeah, they never think that anything that you're doing is good enough. Like, damn, my nigga, I'm not living to please your ass. I'm living to please my damn self. Like, oh, I'm giving myself a damn pat on the back, even if you don't give it to me. Fuck out of here. I don't need your approval. I'm just telling you, hey, this is something good I did in my life. I'm not telling you, I'm not asking for your acceptance.
Uh-huh.
I'm not asking for your opinion. I'm just telling you, I'm just letting you know, hey, look, I did good. If you don't accept it, fine, keep that opinion to yourself. If you do, even better. You're helping me out. You're supporting me. I've learned, to be honest, to just live for myself and not live for anybody else. Because at the end of the day, niggas is going to talk about you regardless. Mind you, this is a direct quote from a friend. Niggas gonna talk about you regardless whether you do good or bad.
Mm-hmm. They always have something negative to say, even no matter how. You can be.
You can literally not make one mistake from now on, from today on, January 26, 2016, till December 31st, 2016. You could be on a straight path, not make one mistake, and niggas will still cut your ass over one mistake you made January 25th, 2016. Like, fuck out of here, my nigga. Like, why?
I don't know. Just...
And it'll be, like, the littlest mistake
you know
that you ever made
me?
That they want to bring that up.
You know what also kills me?
Continuously.
About people that just because it's not posted...
I don't think they could hear you from this far.
Just because it's not posted on a social network, they think it's not official or they think it's not happening or they don't want it. Like, I don't know why people are so intrigued into being in other people's lives. They act like they get paid for it. Like,
if my glow-up isn't being posted on the internet, it's for a reason, my nigga.
Just because I don't post my moves don't mean they're not being made.
Exactly.
Don't mean, just because I don't have to be, I'm not the type of person to post my whole entire life. I don't even post who my bae is. Y'all don't even know that I have a bae. So everybody's acknowledgement, I'm single, nobody wants me, and I'm broke with nothing to wear. Why? And I like it that way because the more people know about you, the more they think they could talk. Or the less they know, the less they could talk. But the more you put your life out there, they think that they have something on you, or they're searching and lurking for something, but don't find nothing. I think it kills people more to not know your business than to know your business, because the less they know, the more it makes them wonder. It makes them curious. So just because I don't post it doesn't mean it's not happening. Just because somebody talks bad about me on Twitter doesn't mean that's who I am. A lot of people like to judge people based off of a tweet or a IG post or a Facebook post, but in our reality, once you close all them apps, who's real
and who's fake?
You don't even know who's who. If all these apps were gone, you wouldn't know about nobody. So, what do you guys think you're gaining out of thinking you know somebody based off of a tweet or a status or a post on Instagram? You guys don't know nothing. You guys put two and two together to just make yourself look stupid and dumb. That's all that it all comes down to.
And the fact that, all right, something else that bothers me. Niggas talking about glow up, but then you still out here wasting all your money on bud and bottles. Like, okay, you can afford it, but at the end of the day, it's going to hold you back, my nigga. all those bottles, they're not going towards nothing. You know where they're going to? Your liver.
Mm-hmm.
And we are pissing it right out. It's basically a waste of money. Like, yeah, I drink once in a while, occasionally, and I get fucking wasted sometimes. Not wasted, but I get lit. But I'm not going to buy a fucking bottle every fucking day, every fucking weekend, every other fucking day.
First of all, how are you going to buy a bottle and you
I want to turn up. But then you can't put in, you can't even put in $10 in your savings account at the end of the day, my nigga. Like,
you don't even have money saved up. You live paycheck to paycheck. How are you to judge anybody who has to pay bills, like, who has to do everything out of their own pocket, but you don't have no type of bills and you live paycheck to paycheck off of, and life isn't always about having fun. Sometimes you have to sit your fucking hot ass down at home and think about life and save your money. Like, it's
and to
not
be honest,
about
we learned that
money.
The fucking hard way at the end of the day, because a couple months ago, we was those type of people.
Mm-hmm.
Living, not living paycheck to paycheck, because we still got our responsibilities done and paid for. But at the same time, majority of that paycheck went to
bottles and weed.
Straight up bud, my nigga. And we would go to the club. We would do things that we didn't need to do on a day. My nigga, we used to not be home ever.
Ever.
I brought problems into my household for the fact that I never was home. But then you got to sit, there's that one day where you got to sit your ass down and you got to open your eyes and you got to be like, damn, my nigga, I really do need responsibilities get to you, catch up to you in the end. And you need to sit the fuck down and reevaluate your fucking life, because at the end of the day, those paychecks that you wasted on bud, you know how much money you would have had if you would have saved all those paychecks, if we would have saved all those paychecks.
And just because somebody sit there and smoke a
blunt, we was making hella money at the time. We had more than one job.
Just because somebody will sit there and smoke a blunt with you doesn't mean that you're ride or die, your right hand or your best friend or your fucking, your everything. Nah. Niggas will use you for weed and bottles. And that's a fact. That's something I learned the hard way. I had so many friends, and out of all the friends I have, this is probably my only, Melly's probably my only friend left, because every other person that came around, they only came around because I always had bud. I was always smoking niggas out or giving niggas weed.
I still got niggas to this day hitting me, you want a match or you going to light up? Nigga, no, I'm not lighting you up. Fuck out of here.
But won't even hit me up to see if I'm okay, if I hang or if I'm alive still. Like, nah, but niggas will send out a fucking text to make sure to ask if you want to match a blunt. That's that. Like, I thought you was my friend, but apparently not. Friends don't really exist in this generation.
Or the family members that leave you for dick.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
Mind you, a dick that you introduced her to.
Mm-hmm.
No comment?
None. A gay baby was born.
Couple babies. Well, for real, though, like, what we're speaking is facts. Niggas need to take it to the heart. Niggas need to take it and evaluate it.
Man, just sit back and reevaluate your life and make sure that who you call your nigga is your nigga. Because if he's trying to fuck your bitch behind your back, that's not your nigga. And that's the first time.
Like, yeah, y'all may see me and Crystal not doing shit with our lives, but y'all don't know deep down what the fuck we really is doing. We making moves out here. You just don't need to know every step that we do. You may believe everything that you hear out here. I don't know what's being said about us. And I really don't give a fuck what's being said about us. Because at the end of the day, it probably ain't true. I give you 99.9% it ain't true. And maybe that 0.1% is true. Basically. To be honest, my faith has gotten so much stronger within the last year. My faith in God used to never be this strong. But to be honest, God, when you have your faith up there, God really does bless you, my nigga.
People will always...
He puts you in hard situations because he knows you can handle it. And when you're put in that situation, you just got to tough it out. And you may think that, oh, I can't handle it, but think about it. God didn't put you through it because he knew you could handle it. Did I say that right? God didn't put you through it because you couldn't handle it. He put you through it because you could handle it. There you go. That's what I always think when I'm in a tough situation.
People will always make your name seem darker than it was. It really is because they don't want other people to see the great person you are and how bright you shine. And that's all it really comes down to. People will discredit you. They will shame your name. They will drag it through mud. And at the end of the day, it's really on you as a person to either let it make you or break you. Like,
your happiness is up to you.
You make your own happiness. Don't let other people make your happiness and live your life.
Your success is up to you. Your life is in your hands. It's in nobody else's hands. It's not in your mother's. It's not in your father's. It's not in your brother's. It's not in your best friend. It's not in fucking the person that supports you financially or anything, emotionally, your partner, nothing. It's in your fucking hands. It's your fucking life. So whatever you choose to do with your life, just make sure you're making the right decisions, because at the end of the day, it's going to come back to you if you do make a bad decision.
And just make sure the people you call friends are really your friends, because a lot of people I know...
Don't be going out here calling everybody a friend, because they're not.
Nobody's your friend. You're in this all alone.
You may have that one person or that one family member, or you may have nobody. But at the end of the day, you have God. You have yourself. You are your own support system. And if you believe in God, God
is
your support system. Everything is possible within God.
It can't rain forever.
I believe heavily in God. I'm just not the type of person to go fucking church. And go.
I'm not a hypocrite because at the end of the day, I make my mistakes.
And have to pray all the time. And I'm not the type of person to have to go and confess over a sin I made, because at the end of the day, we all sin. We all are born sinning. Like J. Cole said, we're born sinners. But like I said, it's all up to you. You make the decision.
I'm a born sinner, but I die better than that.
Nobody asked you to sing the song.
I don't give a fuck. Because nobody even is talking to us right now. We're just yapping our lips.
So?
90 seconds.
10 seconds is going to say that. So I'm about to just play a song. So, all right. If you are listening, thank you for hearing us talk shit. Hopefully what we did say
at the end
makes you open your eyes.
Not everybody's your friend.
And everything is possible with him if you believe in him. Thank you for listening. We love y'all. We support you. Thanks for your support. I messed that up. So I'm going to play a song till we leave. Peace out, homie skillets.
Bye, homie. See you next talk show. Love y'all.
Which will be tomorrow because I'm not trying to do one now.
Me neither.
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
Wicked tones, you know. What?
Metro Boomin wants some more, nigga.
Wiggy, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy. Hold up, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh, wiggy, oh.